Now, the Czech Republic has long been world famous for its plentiful choice of quality beer. Indeed, beer is famously often cheaper than mineral water. However, as Jan Richter reports, Czechs may be surprised to find that one of their most popular beers can actually be bought for less in neighbouring Germany.
There is a centuries-old Czech adage: any government that raises the price of beer is destined to fall. But what if Czech beer can be bought cheaper in neighboring Germany than in its country of origin? New figures suggest that one of Czech Republic's most famous beer brands, Pilsner Urquell or Plzeň, is being sold in German supermarkets for less than it costs to buy in the Czech Republic, around 1650 crowns there compared to 1990 here. Thus, the irony is that Pilsner is more expensive in the town of Plzeň than it is in the town of Neuwied, for example. According to Czech media reports, this has led many Czechs in towns bordering Germany to duck abroad to buy their favorite beer. I asked Jiří Mareček, the spokesman for Pilsner Urquell, to explain the justification for this price discrepancy.
Well, first of all, the market in the Germany is completely different compared to market in the Czech Republic. Compared to average price of the beer on a German market, Pilsner Urquell price is more expensive by more than one half. Unfortunately, we as a producer do not have measures to affect the price in that way. There are differences on the Czech and German beer market, and the final consumer price is a result of many pressures and many interests of players on the market, so that's just the way it is.
Following the Velvet Revolution, all of the major Czech breweries were sold to foreign beer producers. Since 1999, Pilsner has been owned by the British and South African SAB Miller concern. As a result of heavy investment by SAB, the Plzeň brand has become a worldwide success. Evan Rail is the American author of The Good Beer Guide, Prague and the Czech Republic. I asked him if he thought Czechs were being shortchanged by the Pilsner company.
This is a fairly standard practice when breweries want to gain market share. My local supermarket here in Prague sells Heineken, which is a Dutch beer, for 19 crowns. That is about 70 cents in euro terms. I'm not sure of the exact price in Holland, but my impression is that Heineken is selling their beer at a steep discount here in order to try to gain market share. So by selling it for 19 crowns here, approximately 72 euro cents, they're hoping to attract interest. The only problem is that Czech consumers are fairly savvy when it comes to how beers should taste, and Heineken is not likely to impress them.
So is Czech beer, and Pilsner Urquell in particular, popular in Germany?
Well, Germany has a really great, wonderful, rich brewing culture and beer culture. Their large-scale industrial lagers are pretty mundane. And Pilsner Urquell, while it is a large mass-produced lager, still has a lot of character that's missing in German beers. So in Germany, as a nation, as a whole, and in terms of its brewing culture, has an enormous amount of respect for Pilsner Urquell.
Evan Rail, author of The Good Beer Guide to Prague and the Czech Republic, ending that report by Jan Richter.